Welcome to the Tony and Ryan podcast. My name is Ryan. This is Dr. Author Tony Lodge.
Hello.
We are calling Emily in Oklahoma.
Oh, the musical.
No, the state.
Oh, okay. It's good to check.
Hello.
Hello, Emily.
Emily, it's Tony and Ryan. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Now, what have we interrupted you doing today in Oklahoma?
I am just painting our computer room.
Oh, like house painting. What color are you going for, Emily?
We're doing just white walls with like a really bright orange accent wall.
Oh, okay.
Is an accent wall what we would call a feature wall?
Yeah.
Is that the same thing? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Emily, would you approve today's episode?
Of course I would.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Emily from Oklahoma, and I approve this podcast.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Myrtle Beach. You know what's better than getting away to a beach? Getting together at the beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. They've got over 2,000 restaurants, live music playing all day and night, and endless attractions. This place was made for playing hard and beaching easy. Welcome to 60 Miles Where You Belong. The beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Plan your trip at visitmyrtlebeach.com.
Well, welcome to Hump Day, dudes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cowabunga, y'all.
Yep. A y'all.
That's the weird word.
We're off. The wheels are off.
Let it be known after yesterday's episode, Tony went into a Gary Busey hole.
Don't say Gary Busey's hole.
And started reading his poetry and you just
his agnostic poems. Yeah.
And said, this sounds like something a 5-year-old or Ryan would write.
I did say that.
which is.
You can't argue
it. Is it offensive
it? Do you know
to
what I
me
mean?
Or Gary Busey?
That's a great fucking question. Is he alive, Gary Busey?
Yeah.
Okay.
So good for him.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Also, it's Buseyisms.
Buseyisms, not just poems. They're Buseyisms.
Yeah.
How could I forget a Buseyism?
Really rolls off the tongue.
Yeah.
Buseyism. Mm. Anyway.
When someone describes someone like and talks about their bussy, is that like a Gary Bussy?
I think you mean bussy. Yeah. They're bussy.
I've never felt so old in my life.
Work at PTV.
I've never felt so old in my life.
Oh, what a lovely bussy she's got.
How do you say it?
Bussy.
What's a Gary Bussy?
Gary Bussy.
Let's talk about phobias. My phobia is Gary Bussy chasing me around the parking lot.
She's got such a nice Gary Bussy. Man, would I like to tap that Bussy. That Bussy.
This is all. I don't know how the rest of this
ends. Bussy the Vampire Slayer. Gary Buffy.
I was going to say Phoebe Buffay, but it doesn't quite work. Let's talk about phobias. Tarpa Caitlin posted in the Tony and Ryan podcast Facebook group.
Congratulations, Caitlin. Welcome.
Any of y'all have some weird phobias?
Any of y'all?
I'm just reading what Caitlin wrote.
You got into character, though. Admit that you got into character.
I admit it. Any of y'all got weird phobias? And don't come here and say like spiders or heights or none of that boring shit, y'all. I mean weird shit.
Fuck, so Caitlin came in fucking looking for a fight? Okay. Did Caitlin have an example? So not spiders and not heights, but did she have an example?
She did. Do you remember what it was, Sophie?
Tumbleweeds.
Are they real? I thought they were just in cartoons.
They're as real as Gary Bussy's, mate.
She had a beautiful big bussy. What is a bussy? A back pussy? Like your bum? Is it?
It's a boy pussy.
It's the back pussy, isn't it?
A port. Can you?
Yeah.
It's the back pussy. It's that big butt. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, fuck me in the bussy.
Correct.
Yeah. Not, don't actually do that, but like, that's what it is, right?
It's a mashup of boy and pussy.
Male anus synonym.
Yeah.
Oh.
Boy pussy. Gay slang. Anus in general.
Oh, I thought it was like she got that like back. Like I thought it was like, whew, nice butt.
Male
for a
anus,
girl though.
Boy pussy.
Boy pussy. Oh, the pussy. Nice. Hot. Okay.
Sorry, what the fuck are we doing?
Tumbleweeds. Are real.
Keep that all in.
Oh, actually.
Yeah, leave that in. That's staying in.
All right. This.
I'd love a frappe. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, same. Actually, same.
Wouldn't that be good? I'd love a double cheeseburger and a frappe. I need a really cold, sweet drink.
I'm going
to
get you.
You know how Tony had Mondayitis yesterday on Tuesday?
Yeah.
Mondayitis is really setting in for a Wednesday morning today. It's like, we just need a break. We need a holiday. You need a break.
Yeah.
You're a hardworking, independent woman and you need a break.
Do you know I was Googling like breaks. Holidays for like at Christmas time?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, isn't that far away?
Ugh.
I found this beautiful place. I think I'll show you later.
Where?
It's not related to the podcast.
Where is it?
It's in Bali.
Oh.
Because we were like, maybe we could do a little like.
Yeah. Villa or hotel or a little.
It's like a little villa thing.
Yeah.
Like little,
yep.
Like one bedroom villa and you've got like a little pool. It looks bloody nice.
Yeah.
But I was looking at it and I was like, fuck, that wouldn't be so bad. Because we got a wedding on the Friday the 13th. Spooky. My friend Jane, it's her wedding. I'm a bridesmaid. So it's like very exciting.
They're getting married on Friday the 13th?
Yeah. Isn't that spooky? I love it.
That is spooky and I hate it.
Oh, bad vibes.
Is this of December?
Yes.
Okay.
Is this off December? That just was really funny wording.
Yeah. And then
it's off December.
And then you'll, when she says.
Yeah, so that's going to be off December.
And then she will say, I do. And you go, let's get to the airport.
Yeah, we got to fly in 6 hours. We better go. Yeah. Yeah, no, I was thinking maybe the next day, have that week there. And then we'll be back before Christmas.
Do you have to be back for Christmas?
Oh, don't have to.
Is this year the year of a Tony Lodge family Christmas in a Tony Lodge's house?
Well, this is.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You got to be back for that.
Yeah.
And I'd say don't go on holidays because you'll spend the whole time stressing and planning what to cook.
Nah, I won't. That's Tony Lodge's problem in Melbourne.
You are Tony Lodge in Melbourne.
No, not when I'm in Bali.
That is true.
I'm in Bali off December. Yeah.
Now I'm going to read out Ashy's phobia.
Oh, fuck. We're on that. Yeah.
And no one's going to mention Gary Busey. Because.
What about the tumbleweeds? Oh, are they real?
Yes, they are.
Why are they scary? What's in them?
Well, that's because of the none of these phobias have to make sense.
No. It's not about trying to make it make sense, but what's a tumbleweed?
It's weeds that tumble.
Yeah,
it's weeds that tumble.
They can hurt you? Is this right? Fuck. I mean, I'd be scared if it came towards me. Sorry, hiccups. Yep, go.
Are you okay, mate? Do we need to pause and get you a frappe?
No.
Because we've done that. What was that episode?
Oh, like years ago. That was when we would record everything in one day. Remember that?
On the Saturdays. Hell-ish. When we had a full-time job. That fucking sucked. We did deserve frappes.
Yeah, we did deserve a frappe. Yeah.
I'm actually get.
We don't do that anymore, so we don't even have the excuse.
We are professionals.
Anyway.
Ashy.
Ashy. Hot Ash from Perth.
No, this is ugly Ashy from Belfast.
Okay, well, no, it's not. Don't say that.
Ashy says.
They're all hot ashes to me. Belfast, though. Wonder if they built the RMS Titanic. The Christian name. Sorry. Hot Ashy from Belfast.
Ashy's phobia is when there's lots of holes really close to one another.
Oh, tripophobia. My phobia is saying that word.
Makes me have a physical reaction like I'm going to fall into it or something is going to crawl out of it and get me. For example, crumpets, honeycomb, cheese with holes freaks me the fuck out.
Yeah, I it doesn't really bother me, but I fucking get it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, because it does look fucking creepy.
Now, Tam has come on my poon phobia.
I don't have that. As you know.
Hang on, I'm going to text this to you, Tony.
Okay.
Can you pronounce this word?
Compoonophobia. Compoundophobia. Compound my phobia. Nah. What is the.
Do you want to have a guess what it is? Go on. You'll probably get it right.
Compound. I actually have no idea. If you actually
just like, all jokes aside, look at the coming and pounding and poons and think, what are they trying to say? And that's probably what you'll get. So in, you'll have your guess in 3, 2, 1.
Plants.
It's a fear of buttons.
How would I have gotten that? Buttons.
Buttons. Fear of buttons.
Like doing them up or having them on their clothes?
Just buttons.
In general. Mm. Oh, sorry. Buttons like on your clothes or buttons like on a remote? Clothes. Clothes.
Yep.
Wow. I get it. I'd be more scared of a zip though. They get your cock in them, don't they?
Do they?
Not mine.
Yeah. Clinton.
Hi, Clint.
I need to step out of the bath before pulling the plug for fear I'll get sucked down the drain with the water.
Yep. Actually, Flat Stanley, that happened to him.
Flat Stanley?
It's a book. Yeah, did you ever read that? No, can't read. Yeah, no, that's a real one. I agree with that.
It's a childhood fear and I've never grown out of it.
I feel the same when you're on the plane and you flush the
toilet.
Thing. Yeah, and you've got to like stand right back just in case it gets you.
Flat Stanley would never piss in a 747.
Not right out. Yeah.
What's Flat Stanley up to? You know how we all grow up and like fill out a little?
Yeah.
Did that happen to him?
I have.
Is he just Stanley now?
He's Fat Stanley. Anyway, yeah.
I was just going to say he's now Stanley.
No, you weren't going to say it. You said it and mine was better. Tony Lodgesisms.
Colleen said.
Hi, Colleen.
And there's multiple reasons for this, and the Colleen's is not for the reason that we will agree with.
Oh, no, we agree. It's open space.
Colleen has a phobia of cruise ships.
Oh, yeah, yep. So mine is, and yours is, because I don't want to shit myself.
And just the claustrophobia and the
Yeah.
But Colleen just looks at them and goes, how is that floating?
Great fucking point.
Yeah, they're made of metal.
Sometimes they don't. Isn't it?
Mm.
I mean, have you seen the movie about the RMS Titanic? Came out in 1997. It's quite famous. You know, they float until they don't.
I'm about to shit myself. They float until they don't. That should have been the name of the movie.
It's the slogan underneath it. Titanic, they float until they don't.
Haven't killed someone until they do. Fuck. But I actually think that with planes.
Like what
when
about,
I'm in the middle of the sky,
there?
I go, well,
you
this
can't
is
think
made,
about it too much.
This is made of metal and I'm in the sky over the Pacific Ocean.
And because they don't really know, right? No. Like they don't really know no. why it works.
And we've said this before and people go, oh, no, there's fucking engineers.
But
fuck
they
off.
Don't
they don't
really
know.
Know.
No one knows.
Maybe it's a big magnet.
The big magnet.
And they're like repelling each other and that's like.
Oh, I thought you meant the big magnet in the sky. So,
no, that's God.
So it pulls
that's
up.
That's God. Oh, fuck. I got super religious. Sorry.
Does he not draw in love? Is love magnetic? It is with you. Mm. Makes me want to stick you to a fridge. Katie.
Hey, Katie.
Velvet gives me panic attacks.
Oh, yes. It does, and it should for everyone.
It's horrific, and I can't explain it, but it sets me the fuck off.
It's not even just touching it for me. It's like seeing it because the texture looks all funny. It like gives me – it's like my depth perception. I can't see where it is big and – like because you know how it like some of it's flat and some of it's shiny on –
yeah.
Like,
which is it?
And I don't know if it's coming at me or not. It like really freaks me out, Velvet. Yeah, yeah. I play that, Katie.
Kate.
Katie?
Yeah. Shit. Sorry, everyone, for today. Today's a fucking mess. Sorry. Are you sure in the break you don't need a cheeseburger and a frappe?
I'm not. I'm not sure.
Can we?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Emily from Oklahoma, and I approve this podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Rakuten. Are you ready to shop? Rakuten's Big Give Week is back. Get 15% cash back at hundreds of stores, including Headliners, Ulta, Ray-Ban, and Canon. Rakuten is how in-the-know shoppers get the best savings. They shop the brands they love and earn cash back on top of deals during Big Give Week, May 6th to May 13th. The cash back rates are even bigger. I'll be shopping for Adidas and Fenty. You can save on everything you need for summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. Join today for free and get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of Big Give Week's 15% cash back. You won't see higher cash back rates than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. Rakuten. Shoppers get it.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Myrtle Beach. You know what's better than getting away to a beach? Getting together at the beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. They've got over 2,000 restaurants, live music playing all day and night, and endless attractions. This place was made for playing hard and beaching easy. Welcome to 60 Miles Where You Belong. The beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Plan your trip at visitmyrtlebeach.com.
A massive shout out to a few of our champion tapas over at our Patreon. I really hope you've made it this far and you're still listening.
I hope you're not. I hope you took today off and didn't listen, and tomorrow is a new day.
Or maybe if you are listening, you started here and didn't hear that part. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Jamie Renfrey, thank you so much, Jamie.
Why are you implying the rest is going to be great?
Fuck, don't. Dylan Spring, good on you, Dill. Just Jamie. No, you're more than that.
No, but I think they're saying like it's not my partner and Jamie.
It's just me. It's just Jamie.
Paying for my own Patreon. It's just Jamie.
Morgs and Canute.
Canute what?
Canute come over later and watch TV with me.
Yes, as long as it's not Tomcats.
Yeah. No, we'll be watching that again. That's for sure. So I mentioned before I've gotten into some hot water, maybe yesterday I've gotten into some hot water over a nickname.
Yep.
I'm not good with nicknames.
Having one, calling people them.
All of the above.
Okay.
Do you remember when I accidentally called you Rye and I backed Rye in, and that was just, how have you blocked that from your memory?
Yeah, I don't recall that at all. That's been well pushed down.
Yeah.
When the fuck was that?
Oh, it was ages ago.
Rye?
Yeah, I know. Anyway, and I'm not really good at them, and I feel like I'm overly, even when someone.
You flapped.
Tells me that their name is a nickname. I'm like, I feel like it's too familiar.
I don't like when people introduce themselves as their nickname.
Yeah.
But like if we get to that stage, great, but tell me your formal proper name.
But then it's a bit of a problem because like I always introduce my boyfriend Torbs as Alex.
Yep.
But then I feel bad like they are missing out on knowing who that person is.
Like you know,
because then if I – no, because then if I refer to them as Torbs, they go, well, who's that?
Well, who are you talking about?
Yeah, like so you kind of feel like you want to explain it, but it doesn't really make sense. Anyway, at the moment at our house, we're going through the process of having a table and chairs built for our dining room.
Yeah.
And I did like a little bit of a call out on Instagram because I was trying to find someone that – we liked the look of, and because I'd sent a few inquiries out.
Yeah, and you have a specific request because you got this specific little corner that needs a specific little thing and it's been tricky, right?
Because it's like against a wall. You can't do like table and chairs because the chairs are just going to like bang into the wall all the time.
Yeah.
So we're getting like a little booth made and like a little table to go with it. And it's, I didn't think it would like be that difficult
to find, yeah, it's
to
been
find
a,
someone.
Would you describe it as an ordeal?
It has been a little bit of an ordeal. And that's why I posted like a desperate plea on Instagram being like, does anyone know anyone or have you had this built? What was the process? Yep. Like I just kind of needed to know. I got heaps of lovely people reaching out and I sent out inspo pics to a few people. And they're like, oh, I could probably do that part but not this part. Or, oh, I don't think that would really work. Or I can build it but you need the plans first. And I was like, I just kind of need someone that can do the whole thing.
Come and fucking do the fucking thing, yeah.
I'm not very good with admin. So I was like, if I only have to talk to one person, that would really be a lot better. Anyway, I end up talking to this guy. He fully got the vision and, like, loved the pics and was like, oh, I've made something similar. Let me show you the – he had, like, ones that he'd made in the past. Great. And Torbs and I, looking at the photos, were like, oh, my God, this looks great. He goes, look, I've kind of got a busy time coming up. Yep. But I could come and look at your space tomorrow.
Oh.
And so I'm like, oh, shit. Like, it's happening already.
Let me tidy up.
Kind of. Yep. And I was like, oh, well, I've got work during the day and then I'm going to Pilates, so I probably won't be home until like around 7. He goes, great, my parents actually don't live far from you, so I'll hang out with them after work and then I'll come to you guys after. Anyway, so he's messaged from his work Instagram, like his business page, and introduced himself as Benjamin.
Benjamin.
And I, in our conversations, I said, hey, Ben. Yep, no worries.
Okay.
And then he like signs off another message, Benjamin. And I went, cool, Ben. And I didn't really think about it, but I was like, fuck.
He's used Benjamin twice. And he's typed out each individual letter twice.
Big name as well, like Benjamin. Like it's a long one. It's not Tony. It's not Ryan. Benjamin. Anyway, so
okay, and see whose side you're on.
And I'm kind of like, oh, you know, he's being obviously very professional and whatever. But so I'm looking through his work Instagram and I'm kind of like, oh, like this guy's coming to our house tomorrow. Mm. And I don't know anything about him.
Well, you do. You know his name's Benjamin.
No,
his name's
Benjamin.
Tables.
And I know that he builds tables.
What else did he need to know?
Anyway.
Is he wearing a tux? Is he coming for dinner? What do you mean I don't know anything about him?
Well, like he's coming to my personal home.
Everyone's home is their personal home.
Yeah. And I don't have a lot of people over. But anyway, and I'm looking through his work Instagram. Fuck me. I'm off.
Just for the record, we didn't get the frappe.
We did not get the frappe, and now I'm flappe.
Yeah.
Send that to fucking McDonald's, obviously.
Put that on a t-shirt.
See
you're
you
fucking
later.
Welcome.
Yeah, get a frappe so you're no flappe. Anyway, I'm looking through his work Instagram, and I see this account always liking the post, and it's like Benjamin blah, and I'm like, oh, that's his
personal one.
So I decide to do a little bit of a deep dive and I click on his thing and
I already hate this.
That it's him and it comes up like his bio is like owner of blah. Yep. So I know it's the right guy. I do a little bit of a deep dive. Well, this guy's coming to my house. This is kind of normal. Like he would have looked through my Instagram exactly the same and been like, who's this bitch?
R.I.P.
Well, yeah.
Sorry, mate.
It's basically a work one. So it doesn't reflect on me totally. Yeah, it does.
Who's this girl I'm going to be working for? Oh, she
sucked two dicks today.
Yeah,
great.
Put heaps of soap in her asshole. Great.
Yeah, awesome. Anyway, so I'm having like a little
bit of
a squeeze.
You don't need me to do the bathroom, do you? Good.
Because I want.
Great, because I'm out.
I'm not doing it. I'm like having a little bit of a squeeze and I'm like, great. Like he seems like really nice and normal. All good. He comes to our house the next day and I had just gotten home from Pilates. Torbs had just gotten home from work. We're like trying to feed Pippa. It's like go, go, go.
Yep.
It's what do they call like the witching hour or whatever. Like there's just a million things that need to happen. The oven's been turned on so we can cook dinner after Benjamin leaves. Anyway, and he's come quite a way to our house and he's waited at his parents' house to like kill time before we were going to be home. He knocks on the door. I say, hey, man, so nice to meet you. Come on in. I shake his hand. And, like, before I open the door, I picked Pippa up.
Yep. So she doesn't go running out.
So that she didn't run out. And also because before anyone comes in, I'm like, oh, are you okay with dogs? Like, is that all right?
Yep.
And he goes, oh, yeah, all good. And I said, oh, but you've got big dogs, don't you?
Actually, are we all going to sit here and pretend we don't look at each other's Instagram or are we just going to be cool with it and fucking move on?
I probably should have been a bit cooler than that.
You definitely 1,000% should have. But as a society, should we just all decide?
We're all having a gander.
That we're all gandering. It's all fair game. Let's just cut the bullshit and fucking move on with it. So anyway, what's he say? He obviously freaks out.
So I went, but you've got big dogs, don't you? And he's like, oh, yeah, like two chocolate labs.
Yeah, Trevor
and
Carl.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, how's her leg going? Yeah. Like, you know, like, but I obviously only know this from like stalking his Instagram.
Yeah.
I also know that from his Instagram, he's like not long gotten married. I also like they're all these.
Why are we planning on having a crack, mate?
No, but I'm just like, oh yeah, recently married, you know. Blah, blah, blah.
Off the market. Oh, I guess you're just here to just do the table.
Just do the table. Nothing else.
Not lay me down on it.
Yeah, nice. Anyway, he's very professional. Super.
Glad one of you is professional in this fucking conversation.
He's super nice, like so lovely, really young, like really cool guy, but very professional.
I'll remind you, he is recently married.
Yeah, no. It's not like that at all. But like he's a really, really good guy. And he just measured everything up. And then after that, he's like telling me about how long it's gonna take.
Yep.
He's like, probably like 6 to 8 weeks. And I was like, fuck that. I hate to wait. I'm not a very patient person.
No.
And I was like, oh, really? That long? And he goes, yeah, like, and it also depends on if you like what I send you. Because if you don't, then we have to like
redraw
it, and that adds a bit of time. And he's like, and depending on what materials you want, like it all makes sense, but like I'm like, oh, I'm just so excited. I really want it now. And then so every time he's emailed, I like get back to him straight away.
Yep.
And over the next couple of days, I've gotten back to him and he's like, would you like blah or blah? And I'm like, that one. And he's like, "Would you?" I'm being super decisive. I'm all good. Anyway, the other day, it's during the day, I'm like working and I was actually replying to messages in Patreon. So our Patreon, which has got like heaps of tarpers in there, we reply to all the messages. And I normally do it. I really enjoy like going through the inbox and I do like fucking 50 at a time. Yep. And I'm like deep in Tony Lodge mode.
Yeah.
So I'm like reading all these great stories. All these people are sharing all this stuff with me. And I'm like, oh my God, hey, it's so great to meet you. Like, fucking love you, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, this guy, he emails me. And I'm so excited to hear an update that I click into the email and I read it and I start replying immediately. Mm. I've just sent you a photo of the first email. So
is his name Ben or Benjamin?
He.
It's certainly not Benny. Who the fuck is Benny?
Who the fuck am I?
What the fuck are you up to?
And so
you're not ordering a hollandaise on the weekend, bro. Yeah. This is a professional.
Yeah.
Hey, Benny. Hope you had a mad weekend. You fucking idiot. Oh, hang on. Do I keep reading? Whoa. Sorry.
It's NG. It's not good.
G'day, Benny. Hope you had a mad weekend. Fuck yeah. This is so exciting. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. And look at all those exclamation marks. Imagine if I was paying per those, I couldn't pay my mortgage.
There's more. It looks like your front fence.
Literally. It's upsetting, isn't it?
I'll be home this morning. If you want to drop it off, all good. Can't wait, dog.
There's no dog there.
It doesn't say that.
So I've like replied to him in, I don't know, I've just blacked out basically, but I'm obviously in Tony Lodge mode from like replying to all these
things. This is even worse. Why didn't you just stop while you weren't ahead, but just delete? Fuck me. Fuck. Let me read this out.
Does Tony Lodge ever stop? No, she does not. An hour and a half later.
Were you stewing for an hour and a half?
Yeah. I should have just watched the first half of Titanic. Instead, I decided to fucking send this.
Who's reading this?
You can read it. I've sent this to Benjamin.
This makes me feel fucking ill. So you've called Benjamin Benny.
I've done that. G'day, Benny.
You had a mad weekend and a fuck yeah. Hey, Ben. I would like to formally apologize for backing in a nickname like Benny when we don't really know each other. First of all, you've said, hey, Ben.
Yeah, so I still didn't give him
his name
real
is Benjamin.
Name. Yep, yeah. And then
formally, what's the difference between formally apologizing and apologizing?
Just thought it would take the edge off a little bit. Like, thought it'd be like a bit like,
it's
oh,
just made it so much more awkward. Because then what's he going to say? Oh, it's fine.
So this is like the morning. The next day.
So he's let you sit on that overnight.
The next day.
Well, he's busy. He's building.
He's busy? The next day, I've just sent you another photo. He sent me this. if Benny works, Benny it is, I guess. Have a good day.
Customer's always right. Shoot me in the fucking dick.
And then
if Benny works, then Benny it is.
And then
P.S. I'm married.
Stop looking at my Instagram. And then I'm really going into recon. Believe it or not, there's another fucking email.
Did it occur to you to shut the fuck up?
Nah, it never has in my whole life. Isn't that the worst thing you've ever seen?
Fuck, sorry.
It actually just keeps getting worse.
How do I even fucking describe this? Hello, Ben, B-E-N, and then in brackets, N-Y. N-Y. Oh. His name's Benjamin.
I know. I just can't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Because I thought that would be like funny, like, oh, Benny, like, remember yesterday it was like a callback to like, Oh, my God. Haven't heard from the since. Beep that out.
From who? Nah, that's definitely not his name. That's definitely not his name.
I've already paid the deposit. And I don't know if anything's going to get built.
Oh, no, he'll build it. I just don't know if you want to see him again because you'll have to live through all of that. I can't believe you just got him a That's the funniest part of all of this. And there's a lot to fucking choose from, mate. Fuck, dude.
Isn't that just the worst thing
that's
ever occurred?
Do you need a
dining
table?
No. No, I really don't. I really don't. I just really, I thought I was being like cheeky and like playful, but it wasn't. And he's so fucking, like, he's so good at what he does. He's such a good guy.
Now, I don't want to throw Benjamin under the bus, but like, is he a Benny? Or is he just, or around you, is he a professional? Who comes in and he does the job and he does what he needs to do.
I kind of Benny vibes. Like, oh, get bound. Oh, like, you know. I also, like, I have no idea if he, like, knows what I do for a job or anything. Like,
does that matter?
No, but I just.
Are you any less of a fuckwit if you're a podcast host?
Probably more. To be fair, probably more of a fuckhead. But, like, I don't know if he thinks I'm, like. Yeah, I really don't know what he thinks, but I haven't really heard from him since then. And he was like, oh, yeah, well, I'm just going to draw up this thing, so it'll be a little while. And but I don't know where
it's
at.
Can he install it while you're at work or something?
He's going to have to. I think probably legally he's going to take out a fucking AVO and I'm not going to be allowed to be there while he's there.
He'll be in witness protection.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude.
He'll go by Benny then, maybe.
Ben in brackets, knee.
I just thought I was being like
nice
and
playful. We get it.
It did not work.
No.
No.
Can't you just be a professional? He's not trying to be a professional.
I know. And it wasn't
He's a real builder, building a real table that your real family can have real dinners on.
I know. And I'm really excited about it. And I think I just couldn't hold the excitement in and I just fucking like.
Even I hope you had a mad weekend is a bit of a stretch.
I've never
makes
said
it
that
sound
in my
like, It makes it sound like you do drugs and party.
It does, which I obviously don't. I was at your daughter's
hope you
first
have a mad
birthday
weekend, bro. Yeah, have a mad one.
Fuck.
Benny, have a mad one, Benny. Wow.
Yeah, so there's really no coming back from that. And I'm never, ever calling anyone a nickname ever again.
Can I email him from your email?
No fucking way. Oh, actually, no, I probably couldn't get much worse. Oh,
you know how,
I've got to give him a really nice gift or something when he finishes
No, pay
it.
Him and let him go.
Oh, is that nicer?
To shut the fuck up, yes. Don't make, because this is what I don't know why, your brain goes, geez, this is fucking awkward. I know it'll fix it, making it more awkward.
No, a gift is nice. Oh, do you know what I could get him? Those crayons I got
crayons.
For Mabel. Mate, Benny, fuck. No.
No,
Benjamin.
Just jamming.
Jamming.
Ben jamming.
Yeah. Well. So anyway, yeah, I'm officially retiring from all communication. I'll never be talking to anybody ever again. And if you've ever gotten a message back from me on Patreon, you'll know exactly how I wrote the message. Like,
oh, we know Tony's like.
It's just how I chat. It's like casual and it's very Tony. And he just copped it full force. Like, and
Poor jamming.
Yeah, poor jamming. I hope he doesn't listen to the podcast and he's just heard that. There's no way he listens to the podcast.
No, he doesn't listen to the podcast. If he listens to the podcast, it would be fine, but he's, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I've got a You Love to See It here
Please.
To try and bring us back to life. Katita sent this through on Patreon, actually, and I replied at a...
G'day, Katita. I hope you had a fucking
mad weekend,
you mad dog.
Yeah. Catty, I call her for sure. Hey, Tony and Ryan, I'm a tarpa since November, and I managed to actually get through all the episodes in 3.5 months.
Wish I could whistle. I'm just blowing it.
Yep. Thanks for making my early morning shifts more bearable. I love laughing at your jokes early in the morning. It really makes my day. My love to see is discovering your podcast and getting my permanent residency in Australia in the same week.
Big week.
It's my start the fucking blog, especially after fighting for my visa for almost 4 years.
Yeah, visas are fucking...
Well, it's just all that paperwork, isn't it? All that admin.
Yeah.
Katita says, keep being awesome and come to Byron Bay soon. If we fucking have to.
If we fucking have to.
Right?
Have you ever been to Byron?
No, I haven't. Feels like a bit of me, though.
Does it? What part of it?
Oh, no, I'm not cool enough.
Which part of it?
I just feel like it feels like a bit of me.
Which part?
You're all looking at me like, no way, but.
I don't know. Which, what do you referring to?
Oh, just like, because I'm a bit like cool, like small town girl, you know? Like, I'm just like cool. I go with the flow, like, and I just think that, like, that's me.
Have you heard this episode of The Pod?
It's a bit manic, isn't it?
There'll be a few jammins up there.
Oh, yeah, there would be a few. They go by Benny there.
Yeah. There'd be Benny's there.
Do you know what I mean? So maybe I'd fit in because I've already got a name.
Oh, actually, though, but because there's now like...
It's rich people there now. So I definitely wouldn't fit in.
I think there'd be a few Benjamins, like influencer boys who are fancy and be like, it's Benjamin.
It's actually a Benjamin.
You got to be careful where you step up there.
I just also shouldn't have disrespected the way that he asked me to call him Benjamin. Like, that's just uncool of me.
You bullied him into that.
It's really uncool. Anyway, yeah, Byron Bay, that'd be good. But you don't reckon I'm a Bay girl?
No, I'm just curious to know why. Maybe you'd be in the spin-off of Byron Bay is the reality show.
I would love that.
You would be a Byron Bay.
Thank you.
Morgan Blankers.
Hey, Morgs.
My son is turning one this week. Congratulations.
Aww.
And for his birthday party, I decided trying to make some dinosaur cookies.
Oh, cute.
I've never attempted this before, but I'm super proud of how they turned out. Have a look at Blanker's work.
Holy shit. That's amazing.
It's like a little Dorothy and this next.
Dorothy's green?
Oh, who's purple?
Fuck it, you're telling the story, mate. Barney?
Barney. I'm thinking of Barney.
Barney's like a bright purple. It's like more of a...
Okay, but have a look
purple.
At these guys, little Tyrannosaurus.
That is amazing.
Stegosaurus there as well. They're cute as fuck.
They're really, for first time.
First time up. Morgan Blankers, well blank and done.
Fuck me. That's really, really cool.
Yep, on your Blanksy.
Blanksy. So we're all backing in nicknames now. Is that what's happening?
What, do I sound like a fuckhead? Do
Benny
I?
Benny Blanksy. Oh, all right, you know what? We have to leave.
We have to get frappes like, and
legally,
cheeseburgers.
We have to go. I think we're being cut off. But we'll be back tomorrow, apparently. Maybe not, actually. Fucking stay tuned.
We'll normal or nah tomorrow. And normal or nah.
Tony being a
nah.
person. Yeah.
Tony, nah.
Yeah. All right. We fucking love you.
See you later.
See you tomorrow.